ghost stories, advice on how to build a banjo, and tales from the early days of electricity. All of these subjects, along with traditional music, are captured in the Tennessee State Parks Folklife Collection from the 1970s and 80s. A portion of that material, about 260 hours, is now digitized. And from there, WPLN's Tony Gonzalez brings us this sound.
They called it Hoo-Ah, and it went like this. Hoo-ah-hoo, ah-hee-ah-hoo,
This is the sound of old-time musician and storyteller Casey Russell from 1979 calling out a traditional field holler. They could be used to bring farm animals to the barn or folks in for dinner time. Russell says this one was a morning check-in among rural neighbors. The hollers would ring out from home to home.
And if he answered that holler back, they knew he was all right. Then the next feller over there, he'd holler. He'd hear him holler. And the next one that went all around.
But if someone didn't answer, that was the sign to go check on that family. Folklorists say farmers developed unique calls, which eventually led to contests. This tradition of hollering was then handed from generation to generation, like much of what's preserved in the Folklife Collection at the State Archives. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.